Irvin Wright, however. In other words, that suggests that Mr. Irvin has...
As long as the hearings are responsible.
Right. And I assume that they're going to make this requirement, et cetera, but there are others who will try to exploit these hearings, but for a political purpose. And I reserve the right to set the record straight every time, particularly when I
ask somebody, but my point is that when it's a negative thing, I should say, I should, in other words, get behind the shield. I don't comment on a hearing. When it's something that we want to get across positively, then I will comment on a hearing and say, well, the hearing has gone too far, it's irresponsible.
But you, my point is you should lay that foundation.
If there is a high analogy,
it's not, we just ask this one.
Right. Yeah.
How would, well, every good response to the question about this hearing, the FBI records released, and the hearing testimony, it's been clear from the information. Do you condone, were you aware that this was taking place?
No.
Yeah.
I have to say no to that remark. I must say I have been totally unaware of that.
Well, then, are you confirming that this took place?
No, I don't think I can confirm or deny because, I mean, that the...
Yeah, that's clear.
No, I would say that's a matter for the... That's a matter for the committee to decide. What would you say for that?
I think...
Or would you say...
You can deny knowledge. You must deny knowledge. You didn't have knowledge. That's not evidence. That's not comment. You're just saying I didn't know anything about it. But take
question on this
event. But beyond that, I would take the answer of the hearing. But you would include that reservation that one you don't comment. If unfairness added into this, if defamation of innocence.
Now, what about the other question? What about this kind of practice? What do you think of this kind of practice? Now, we've already indicated we disapprove of Watergate. Well, if any practice was illegal, I certainly disapprove of it.
During back to the 3 months ago, you made it very clear in the briefings that no one from the White House directly has espionage or sabotage.
That's the point that I'm making. If everybody has to use the word espionage and sabotage, espionage and sabotage is illegal only if against the government. Hell, you can espionage and sabotage all you want unless you use illegal means.
That's right. There are some statutory violations involved. For example, if a mailer is put out,
yeah, I know, without the right thing on it.
That's right. That's a violation, and that was worth a campaign if you cause such a demonstration that the candidate itself cannot speak or the like, with a violation of that candidate's civil rights.
Yeah.
There have been some few cases on that.
I think I should refer to the fact that we tried our best to avoid that because I don't know about that group. A violent demonstration. I really do want to do that.
You see, we've got a case there that our little boy just wants to be able to get across.
This massive demonstration, including violence, that nobody has come across. I can't get anybody to take up the budget, but I don't hardly agree with it.
Well, we have just now completed the massing of material.
I know,
you ought to look at it, because you could probably drop some statistics that would help set the stage, but they
only dropped more statistics. You go back in October, we were talking very aggressively about this.
A grand tried to put it on, I think they are going to run on trade, but not that pressure.
Use it right now. Let's check it out. This is important.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
I would take context activity which we have to justify.
Well, why don't we say that we are included, why don't we say that we have in politics or in technology or so on that. Ladies and gentlemen, so I was submitted to a rather massive amount of it at the convention and at every appearance that I made. I said, I go to our campaign, that was avoided on the other side. Now, as far as activities of this sort of concern, they go on a political campaign. The line must be drawn on illegal activities. How about saying that? That bother you?
Somebody was out there to do tick, tick, tuck type things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. sure he did that. But not that that's part of the can, I have always done.
Okay. Now, sure, but when you go over that hurdle, even knowing that the motivation had no malice in it, other than the wrongful thing that was done, once you go over that hurdle, you can never have this present.
But of course, our view is what we try to do.
Must go back, and they will, to the four sending out mailings, stealing from files, and all of which is apparently not true, but that is what the initial Segretti story charged. There's been no basis of information since that October 12th story to review or to clarify.
Well, let's come back to it. We've got to go. You're going to probably go around and say, you're going to be sure to be questions. I'm quite interested in that. No, I have accepted on the email. What are you going to say?
Yeah. outside of their campaign. Around here.